Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
All right, Big Bang, welcome to Dave Portnoy Show with Eddie and Company, presented by High Noon. Dave, you love High Noon.
Yeah, it's all I drink all summer. I'm trying to get as much as I can, just drink it. It's a summer drink. I mean, it's the best seltzer. We go through this a million times, but it really is. Real vodka, real juice. And for all you states out there where, and if you don't live in one of these states, you don't even know, but for all the states where you can't buy vodka and beer in the same spot because of like old blue laws, which make no sense, New York is one of them, Pennsylvania is another, you got to go to the liquor store to get High Noon. You can't get it in beer stores. You will see our competitors at the beer stores because they're swill. They're made with beer. They're malt. They put chemicals in it to make it seem like they're vodka soda seltzers, but you're just drinking chemical beer. So if you're real, if you want the good stuff, you gotta go to the liquor store. High Noon, real vodka, real juice.
Pool pack, lime, guava, kiwi, peach cans. I got tall boys. I gotta get some tall cans.
I'm a tropical pack guy because it has my top three in it: passion fruit, pineapple, watermelon.
Okay, go get a tropical pack. Dave's favorite. His top three. Head over to your local liquor store, get some today. All right, let's start the show. So Riggs is going to be joining us in about 15 minutes.
Oh,
talk
wow.
Some
blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, we're going to talk some U.S. Open, talk some LIV Golf. I saw you were talking about that a little bit, so I think it be good to get his perspective.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, obviously we got to talk about the Celtics first.
Yeah, well, it's not over at the time of filming this. I do have a sneeze coming on. What's that song? Whoop. A dude coming on. I have a sneeze coming on. Anyways. Yeah. They're down 3-2. I think they can still win the series. I expect them to win game six. And then game seven will be tough in Golden State. You're going to have to you're going to have your two guys, Tatum and Brown, play a lot better. Obviously. Steph Curry played like the worst game he could possibly. You can't expect that. His net didn't hit three, first time in his playoff career. And the Celtics still lost by double digits. But, you know, Jaylen Brown, who's one of our superstars, was every bit as bad. Turnovers, and I don't know. It's not over, but it certainly the power in the series have shifted to Golden State, but it has been an up-and-down, topsy-turvy series, quarter-to-quarter. No game really has ended close. So who knows? We shall see, but it's tough. They got a long road to hoe. I'm going to the game Thursday. And then if they win that game, we will be doing a live watch party in Boston for Sunday night, Game 7. So still a lot of basketball to be played, Eddie. A lot of basketball to be played, but if you're a Golden State fan, clearly you're going to be feeling good about yourself right now. Let miss free throws, turnovers. Is what it is.
What's your situation for game six? Are you at the same spot with Hank? Or are you going to be alone?
I don't know. I was told that I was going to be – Hank and I are going, and I was told we were going to be in the same spot I was before, next to the Golden State bench. I have not received those tickets yet. So I don't know if that's factual or not, but that's what I was told. But it will be somewhere on the floor. Those are great. Those are unbelievable. And it's all levels of being spoiled, right? Because they're all great. Like sitting on the floor in the corner is great. sitting on the floor on the bench is like the best you can have. But regardless, we'll be there.
We're also on Thursday. We're also doing a pop-up across from the Garden for merchandise. So if you want to get Celtics merchandise, some Barstool merchandise, we rented us a place. So the old McCann's, 197 Portland.
Yeah, I know what McCann's is.
Yeah, so it's like behind Greatest Bar around the corner from the Harp. We'll be there from 2 p.m. till 9 p.m. Slinging merch. So if you need anything.
No shit.
Yeah, we rented a McCann's is closed. They didn't make it, I don't believe, through COVID. So it's just an empty space. And
How long has that been in the works for?
I went down there for the last game and saw there was another pop-up going on there. So I just talked to the owner and asked if they'd be interested in doing it for the next game. And we made it happen with Allison and I.
Look at you, Paul.
It's almost going back to my roots, selling slinging merch in the
Garden. Except you didn't do it. How long has that been done for? I'm just finding out about this now.
Yeah, contract was done yesterday, Monday. So,
is it going to be there?
It's going to be Thursday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Love for you to stop by if you'd like to stop by and check it out.
Well, I mean, again, I'm thinking about it. And again, there's so many different things going through my head. This is like live. I already booked my flight. I'm not getting I will barely be there during that time. But there's a part of me that thinks if you advertise that and had a lot of our merch, not just Celtics, because we generally do our best. But if it's like you have a lot of Barstool merch and like I was there and pushing it, and it's like a Barstool pop-up, you'd sell a ton of shit.
Yeah, so we have Barstool merch that's going to be there as well. Brianna's doing a live show Wednesday night at the House of Blues.
Yep.
And I think there's a couple of tickets left for that. So some of her merch, she has a lot of like the Hungover Green stuff. Yeah. So that will be there. So yeah, there will be an assortment. I mean, we're bringing a shit ton of products. So, yeah,
but I mean, generally my experience with Welker on this is F. Like he has no idea what he's doing. Like incompetent fool ever when it comes to like, he'll send the worst merch and all like triple X. Like he's just so stupid that I can't imagine that this would have the right merch there. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I can send you the list of what they initially, like I changed up a little bit because there was some things that I didn't think made sense. I got like, you know, you're obviously the king of Boston. So this Dave Portnoy One Bite, that kind of stuff there. Barstool brand stuff, just like the Stools and Stars type of merch, hats, all that kind of stuff. And then, then obviously the Celtics shit there. But yeah, we still have time if you want to.
Well, I mean, we have time. It's like, yeah, I guess to look at the merch again. The way my travel is set up, I won't be able to really go there. So, but I didn't know it was happening till seconds ago.
Yeah,
interesting.
And how about some archive shit? How about Bar Fight and Blood, Sweat, Beards? I feel like that stuff would do well too.
Yeah, definitely it would. Eddie, don't get too big here thinking on these guys. Yeah, but Bar Fight's one of the all-time Celtic shirts.
We should bring that. Well, it would be nice to win the championship. Then we could do all kinds of stuff. But yeah,
I'd love to see the Welker list. He's so bad. I know what goes through his head. We have all this stuff that sat and hasn't sold because it's garbage. Let's send that. Let's send the garbage for the pop up. That's what's going through Welker. And then let's just leave it. We'll send it in huge unmarked boxes so nobody knows what it is. It'll arrive. How long's the pop up?
From 2 to 9. It's coming in Wednesday. The stuff will be there Wednesday.
Welker will get it there around like 4 on Thursday. He'll blame shipping. And then his make good will be, I'll drive down and get there on Friday when the pop-up's over. That's how Welker will do it.
Paul, you seem less...
He's the worst to ever do it. He is just the worst of all time. He's the woat.
We should, Kareem, hit up Welker. See if he'll come on. Let's see what his plan is for this pop-up.
He doesn't have a plan. He probably doesn't even know what's happening.
I think that would be great to get Welker on the Zoom call with us here.
The worst of all time.
You seem less optimistic, Paul, that the Celtics are going to win this series, huh?
I mean, last night's it's like ebbs and flows. Like you just get bummed out after a game like last night and the night before. So I'm thinking about going after because I'll be down there for the pop-up, so I'll probably try to go after. But no, I'm not super confident right now. I don't know how you can be with the way we played the last two games.
Because the games are there for them. The games are there for them. Wiggins has been playing great, but he's kind of locking down Tatum a little bit. But, I mean, Jaylen Brown is hit or miss. He was missed. He was terrible. I mean, Jaylen Brown was fucking terrible. His dribble in nowhere.
How was the night out with Guy Fury?
Fun. I mean, I know him pretty well. I've hung out with him before. We've developed like a decent friendship, so it was good. It was random that I was sitting next to him. That wasn't planned. Like those, we had separate tickets that just happened to be next to each other.
Hmm. And what? Anything from Draymond at all?
No, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word to me. Didn't even really acknowledge me, I don't think. The only thing that was said was, and I said in the rundown, I think at one point I said to Steph Curry, he was on fire. He's like, you're going to have to do this yourself. He's like, I know I am. But other than that, no, there wasn't much interaction at all with the players. There was one guy behind me who at one point, like a couple of scrubs. There's one guy on Golden State who's just an arrogant scrub. I don't know who he is. But he was arguing with the refs, and the guy behind me is like, sit down, you scrubs. And the Golden State like security is like, hey, don't engage with our players. You can't talk to our players. And then Andre Iguodala came over and said to the security guard, no, it's okay, it's okay. They just never seen a black person before in Boston. No black, they don't know what a black person looks like in Boston.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which was unfair because the security guard was like, you can't talk back to Iguodala. It's like, well, Iguodala just said we, like, basically called the guy racist. And what, he wasn't being racist at all.
Wow.
And I like Iguodala, too.
How about that? Iguodala taking shots at Boston. What about the Hank pump fake was great, though. That was a nice moment.
Great job by Hank. I mean, the whole thing's for naught. If we can't come back, you know, the two to Draymond goes down there. All of it's for naught. This isn't some bum town. If you don't win, it doesn't count. Can't post, can't do nothing.
Kareem, have you reached out to Welker?
Yeah, no response yet.
He's cool.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow. Also, if you're wearing Bird Dogs, you're probably having some sex, and summer days are long, so don't spend it having short sex. Roman swipes are the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman swipes are uniquely formulated to reduce overstimulation without eliminating sensation altogether. The more consistent you are with the swipes, the longer and better your sex will be. Studies show that on average, after 1 month of using swipes, men last 3 minutes, and after the second month, that's 5.5 minutes. That's a 340% increase. The swipes are super easy to use. Take the swipe out, apply, and let it dry for 5 minutes. Enjoy longer-lasting sex. Don't let short sex ruin your golden hour. Go to GetRoman.com/Dave to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose the monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/Dave, or click the link in the description of the podcast. Also, I mean, you forgot to bring up your pizza tour.
In Massachusetts, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean I forgot to bring it up?
Well, I mean, there was a big controversy with you with one of the pictures you posted.
Let me tell you something. So, unlike a lot of people in this company, I still work my dick off, right? So I come back to Boston for the Celtics. And when I'm not like Paul, I don't come back here and just sit on my ass. I work. So I do 2 days of nonstop pizza, 10 hours on one day, 8 hours, 9 hours, I don't know. We're in fucking, all the way, basically drove back to New York. We're in Connecticut, I'd never been to Western Mass. So we're out in Springfield doing the Red Rose, great spot. lit the whole Western Mass on fire there. They're still talking about the time Dave Portnoy was in Western Mass out there. The articles are written. They don't even know what they're writing about, Eddie. They're like, Dave Portnoy is here. That's the article. People are high-fiving in the street. They're throwing confetti in the air. But I'm like, tell me the place I got to go. I haven't been to this spot, which is Pleasant Cafe in Roslindale. In Roslindale. Well, a friend of mine, a big friend who likes to bet on hockey, whose belt was overwhelmed by gravity on Saturday, considers this place a rival to his pizza place, to Tony's. Tony's Pizza, which I love and is great pizza, great restaurant, is in West Roxbury. This place is in Roslindale. I knew they were like kind of close, 10, 15 minutes. They're 10, 15 minutes apart. But this place has been around since 1930. It's 100 years old. I'd never done it. I went in. The lady's nice. I talked to her. Different type of pizza. Different crowds. Well, Mr. Ice wasn't happy. He's fucking running his mouth. Rico was talking about it. I told him, I go, listen, if you're this mad, I won't post it. I gave him that. I said, if you don't want me to post it, I won't post it. He calmed down. But I had enough. Listen, I had enough. I told him. I was walking up and down Newbury Street trying to get Silvana a fucking bag to match her outfit. She's pouting as we're walking up and down the street because we can't get into Chanel. It's a whole different fucking story that I was ranting about. Chanel, and this is going to be like, oh, get your tiny little violin and like champagne problems. The stock market fucking is in the kaput and all these Bitcoin people probably sold and they say they don't and they did probably, whatever. Chanel, they make you wait in line. These new fancy stores, they make you wait in line to shop there. I won't do it. I'm not going to wait in your fucking line to go spend tens of thousands of dollars in your store. I got into it at Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton, I just needed a bag. They're like, there's 15 people in the store. They're like, 20 minutes, come back, we'll text you. I looked at the guy, and it was a dickhead thing to say. I know. I go, what does my net worth have to be to get in here? $100 million? $200 million? Like, how much do I have to be worth till I can walk into your store when I want to walk in? I said, I'm not going in. Chanel, same thing, line. I'm like, I'm not waiting. You want to wait, Silvana? You wait. I'm not waiting. I'm going to Celtics game. I'm not waiting in this line. So I didn't wait. She waits, I don't know, 45 minutes. She gets in the store. I gave her my card to get the bag because I'm a great boyfriend. She calls. She's like, they won't let me use your card because it's not in my name. What kind of fucking asshole clerk? I said, Google your name. In 1 second, you're going to see that we're dating. And it's my name on the card. And if you want to call me, you think fucking, I don't know, is Kim Kardashian buying her own bags? They're shutting down the store. You can't go? I was on hold. And then I called Chanel to complain, and I'm on hold for an hour. So that the whole fucking thing, I was starting to get upset. It's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. How this ties back into Mr. Ice. We're flying from Boston to the Belmont on a private plane. And this is after he's complaining about the pizza thing. And he's like, we're not going to get there till the fourth race. So, like, first of all, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And now I see Welker's ugly face pop up. And we are going to get there. And, Elio, if you want to fucking drive yourself to the Belmont from Boston, be my guest. All right? Like, I'm getting pulled every direction. I had enough. So, yeah, I reviewed that pizza place. It's 15 minutes away in a different town. It's 100 years old.
Number one competitor, from what I was told.
They're totally different pizzas. One's bar, his is a normal football pizza. Yeah, and
one's
that,
cornmeal,
what
one's
you were
flour,
told,
right?
He was telling everybody, he wouldn't shut up.
Well, he said you're
Mr.
either
Rice
a Pleasant
would be
guy
sitting
or you're a Tony's
in his basement,
guy.
Withering away, doing nothing. if it wasn't for Barzal. He's just like everybody. He's like my dad. He's like everybody else. They get a little taste of it, and they think they're King Kong.
After that 15-minute story about Chanel and Louis Vuitton and private planes, I wish you could hear that 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Are you talking about me?
What, Welker?
Are you talking about me?
He's so, the vote.
So we have all the products here that we have all the products that Kareem
Welker,
can bring.
Do you know
right
about
now.
This pop up we're doing and how you're gonna fuck it up?
Yeah, I mean it's happening very quickly, like normal. I think we're fine.
Like
I think
normal.
I think we're ready.
Why
are
your sunglasses so fucking huge?
They're normal Ray-Ban normal sunglasses.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have the fashion like you. I
no,
apologize.
No, Welker. Don't try to get attitude with me, you won't.
Ah, sorry. Apologize. No, I think everything's going fine. Is it not?
Yeah. All right. We don't know it's not going fine till it's too late. You know that.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, I mean, we have five designs going. We were ready.
What five designs?
I got all of them.
Kareem has them right here. He'll pull them up. You can grade what you if you like it or not.
These are for the pop-up.
I don't get what's wrong with my sunglasses.
I just think they look big on your face. They're fine.
I got a big nose.
So do I, but that's... Okay, these are the top five, the Celtics?
Yeah.
Draymond is a bitch. Boston versus the world, Celtics of the balls, positive vibes only, and that bird. So what about the Larry Bird 3.1?
Yeah, we're trying to get that one too.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
Like we're trying to get it produced too.
Yeah, you're trying.
That one, bigger one. I mean, we just heard about it, so I'm working
on
okay.
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the McHale one.
Yeah, we could do the fight one.
The what?
The McHale one, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. I mean, this is our design work. Look at the four on the left.
Welker, do you anticipate it going smooth? Do you think it's going to go off without a hitch? You think everything's going to be all right?
Wait, let me see those again. No. So when you say five design, those are the pizza ones on the bottom?
Yeah, those were on the.
Yeah. Those are the worst one bite ones we got, right? What are those just left over in stock?
Yeah, we have them on the shelf.
Yeah, right. Yep, makes sense.
I mean, Eddie, do I think. No, there's something always goes wrong, but like we figure it out.
So that's just the trash we have left over, right? Basically.
That was the ones that were selected to send, yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Because we have stock remaining.
Yeah, right. Why?
Because they didn't. Well, they used to sell great.
Exact. Thank you. I said that. If you go rewind the tape, I said what we're gonna have is the trash that nobody bought on the shelf, and Welker's gonna try to Atlantic City them. Mike Atlantic City gift shop Welker.
Appreciate you. Thank you. I thought it would go something different. I thought this was going to be a happier talk. I didn't know where this.
Why? That's crazy to think that.
Shame on me, I guess. So.
I mean, that's just shows that we're. Yeah, that is our. That's it. That's true. We've been doing this for now. I don't know. Parcels started 18 years ago. Welker, I don't know. How long have you been involved? 14, 15 years? I don't know. But I've never been nice to you in 15 years. So what made you think coming on here was going to be, you know, gumdrops, raindrops, and fucking candy canes? I don't know.
I just haven't seen you in a while, and I got really excited.
Let me see what we have for one bite. This For the Boys shirt, awesome.
You're looking at like 4th of July stuff because that launched today too.
Yeah, I know. But again, so I don't know. I guess I think we're doing a pop-up. If we're going to advertise it, let's put our best-selling stuff in there and sell a lot of it. Welker thinks, let's open an Atlantic City gift shop with trash, stuff that nobody wants, and see if we can trick them into buying it.
Huh. When's the last pleasant conversation you guys had, Welker?
Oh, great question.
I don't know. I mean, it was...
Maybe before I hosted him at in Vegas when... Yeah. When he's like, we're going to go to this convention, I'll host you. We're doing all this stuff. And then he put me up in basically a hostel in Vegas. So I had to get us all new hotel rooms. And then I hosted the host for the entire weekend.
It was an incredible trip. I still thank you for that. Thank you. It was, I don't know when the last time we've had a nice talk. I feel like you haven't been like mean to me lately.
No. Because I've been out of the loop. I didn't know this was going on. I only mean to you when I'm directly involved and see your incompetence up close and personal. Luckily, I've been a little disconnected.
I talk to your dad, I think, more than I talk to you.
Well, he's at that age. He's just looking for people to talk to.
I love talking to him. He always says thank you, like says I did a great job. It's awesome.
What is he talking to you about?
Just stuff that he may or may not need, like... for him or whomever. So.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Sad Boys season try. There's a lot of good stuff in this story, you know?
Yeah.
What do you want to see there, Dave? What do you need to see?
I would go, what's our best-selling stuff? That's what I would do. And I'd say, let's load it with that. That's what people like.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one bite, I'm almost positive the one bite pocket tee outsells the one bite tee, correct?
And that gray one bite tee was one of our top five or top 10 sellers ever. I mean, it did really well. That was a big one.
You're saying this gray one bite, every knows the rules, it was one of our top five sellers of what? In the one bite category?
For sure in one bite. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong or hyperbole, but like I feel like it was a...
Well, that's crazy. That's just a pure insanity statement, and you know it.
Yeah. Saying it out loud, that was pretty dumb. So take that. Cut that one out. That was...
Was that the first one bite shirt ever made?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
We launched with that, with the white one.
All right, the shark one eating.
Yeah, that Jaws one was sick. Yeah.
It's 1,000 times better. Like, why wouldn't that be in the store?
He's trying to clean the warehouse, huh? Is the warehouse, is it got a lot of shirts, Welker? Be honest.
Of course it does. Welker orders in quantities that make no sense. For a long time, Welker just had a dartboard. He goes, let's buy 8,000 of them. But let's fucking, he had no idea. His analytics, he didn't have analytics.
It was Dave's brain was the analytics.
Oh, no. You guys, my analytics worked. My brain worked is when I stopped doing it. And it's like, how many did they buy these? Like, they bought 140,000 of them. I learned after Ball Don't Lie and Need for Sheed. Wait, Welker, he's just throwing darts, doing this. I work for Chiquita Banana. I know what I'm doing.
Well, the hard part, Eddie, was like you try to do it right. It's hard to know. Like there is no perfect science. But then if the one thing isn't there, then you get Dave calling you. So then you start to overbuy, and then it doesn't sell. And then you get yelled at for having too much. So
I have a question, Dave. How many pieces of merchandise do you think will sell on Thursday if you were to like sell good stuff? And imagine it being the place is like the size of like a village tavern. So like there's only so much you can actually put in there. It's not like a fucking warehouse. Because we were wondering how much do you send up?
Oh, you could put an infinity in there. What are you talking about? You could stack that shit to the roof.
Infinity?
Yeah, in McCann's.
It's like the size of Village Tavern in New York.
Yeah, you can put thousands and thousands and thousands of t-shirts in there.
So, all right, so no limit. What do you think we'd sell in 7 hours? Or what should we be sending quantity-wise?
A couple thousand, maybe. Depends on the level of promotion. Like if we did like a pop up, it's like, hey, I'm gonna be there. Brianna's gonna be there. I guess, you know, who, if you really pushed it, I don't know if it's worth it. You gotta do the math. Like, how much do you make on T-shirt? Is it worth having like Dan and Kevin and big people there? If we did a full blown Barstool pop up, we'd sell a shit ton.
Wouldn't you say though, if I sent too much, I also get the phone call?
Well, too? Yeah, because what you like to do, you like to send it one way, and then do this. With no, like, just, I mean, we still can't get an Airbnb because of what you and the fluffy haired kid did.
the year at the Super Bowl where I, like, yeah, had all the closets, and then you just unleashed on me that I had too much stuff.
You sent the entire warehouse to fluffy hair in Minnesota, and then OMB left before the thing was done. And so all the shirts were just sitting. We lost probably half the company in merch just sitting at this house in Minnesota.
There was a lot of merch there.
I got a lot. I was an intern back. Well, I was a viceroy, and then I was helping. It was like my first experience with Barstool. And then Erica was like, "By the way, like we have all this merch. You can have.
Yeah.
You and your friends can have all.
Yeah,
all of it."
Yeah. We like, Welker just sends it and then takes a nap, and then like wakes up 2 weeks later. He's like, "What happened to all our merch?"
And Barstool still cannot get Airbnbs. That's a fact, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That OMB, the great OMB, had everything under control till he booked himself as the first one to leave the Airbnb. So no one, like, closed the house. It's like a scene from the old with coyotes walking through, fucking the dust balls going across with just merch everywhere. And what's his face supposedly at our house? The quarterback. Kirk
now,
Cousins.
OMB and Welker, as far as dynamic
that
duos
one,
go.
One Batman and Robin of incompetence, yeah.
Thank you. Am I and at least?
You're both Robins. I don't know. There
is no that's right.
Welker, is your do you have an impossible job? Is it impossible?
No. I mean, candidly, like, not to like gush over Dave, like it's really hard. Like, we get asked to do things that I think 99% of people can't do, but you know, Dave's
ship
loyalty,
a t-shirt.
Well, it's not that simple, but it's not that simple.
Listen,
obviously.
Listen. I've asked for stuff that Welker's like, can't do it. Can't find it anywhere in the country. Daniela will go on Etsy and have it to me in 24 hours.
There's a difference between Etsy and full blown.
But you can't get it.
I don't want to. Hey, I'm not trying to start a fight. I am so thankful for you, and my job is the best, Eddie. And I am very thankful and happy that I thought this was going to be a happy call, like a reminiscence thing, not a.
It is reminiscent. We're going down memory lane of your incompetence.
I know. Well, that right. Once we start going down memory lane, it gets worse for me. So I was trying to avoid that a little bit.
Well, let's do a few.
There's nobody who's ever fucked up. He ruined my Christmas like three Christmases in a row.
That was bad. We've gotten a lot better. That was the worst morning. No, and honestly, that Thanksgiving night was like even worse. When you made me stay up for like 2 days straight, that was. Oh, well, you ruined. I mean, it's my kid's first Christmas, and, you know, I messed up.
Yep. You're lucky your kid can eat, so there you go. It's like. I
couldn't thank you more.
If my entire fucking week was going to be ruined, I wasn't going to, like, let Welker fucking go to the fucking Rockefeller Center and have the time of his life.
Yeah. I told you I'd try to name a kid after you.
Yeah. All right, Welker.
I still appreciate it.
Maybe we can get some again. But what I said is correct. We have that. Looking at that merch list, I don't know what you want to do, but it's like maybe it don't work. It's like if we're gonna test the pop up and we're gonna see if the pop up works, I would put our best stuff at the pop up. Not try to do a clearance discount JCPenney off, you know, Nordstrom off rack sale. But that's just me.
Think we can make that happen, Mike, in 48 hours?
Yeah, I mean, we're making the shirts that the Celtic shirts are being made right now. Like, they don't.
Again, can we put up those Celtic shirts just to look at the designs?
For clarity, I didn't select, but I'll.
They're just letters. They're just, I mean, they're just fucking letters. I mean, he's acting like we're reinventing the wheel. This is. Let's get the printing press cranking on just letters. They're just all letters. Every one of those shirts is just goddamn letters. It's a green stock fucking shirt with letters. And we're going to charge you $30 for them.
What, you didn't pick those, you said, though, right? So you're off the hook on that.
No, I'll own it. Sure, I picked them.
Mm-hmm.
The team,
from
Eddie.
The front.
That
the
graphic, yeah. We are better at graphic design. That was one of the great Welker lies he told me over the course of the 10 years, is his graphics team. He used to always sell me on his graphics team. And then they put these designs together, and they almost looked identical to everyone we just saw. They're just letters. Sometimes he didn't even space them correctly. I'd have to, like, get out my own Photoshop and be like, this is better. I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, listen, he's been with us a long time. Been with us a long time.
Long time.
How long?
2011.
Long time. He's been with us a long, long time.
Still happy every day.
Yep.
I appreciate every day.
Never forget the time he asked me, I was running around, hey, you want me to go place a bet at the sports book? Yeah, please. Went in line, waited in line, came back, forgot to place my bet. He's a one of a kind. He plays it for himself.
I got my bet placed, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hits keep coming. Looks like he's in a – kind of looks like he's wearing an apron, like he's getting his hair cut, but he's got no hair.
The Bengals. It's my Bengals
not
shirt.
Not you. I'm talking about you can't see
the
him.
The crew neck.
Rigs.
It's a crew neck, you idiot. You never seen a crew neck before?
I have seen a crew neck, but it looks like you're wearing one of those things they put on when you get a haircut.
Well, yeah, that's why I showed you my shoulders. It's got a whole thing. What kind of operation are you guys running over there, by the way? I have been sitting on my dick for like 30 minutes earlier.
Oh, Riggs thinks he's the king of the walk now. Let me tell you a little.
What?
Let me tell you a Riggs story real quick. Riggs, as a thank you for me giving him his life, sent me this very fancy pen. No ink. It was like a JFK pen. I still haven't used it. It's a beautiful pen. Who sends a pen with no ink? I had to go like research how to get ink in the pen. It's just a shell with no ink. It literally is useless.
How the fuck is I supposed to know if there's ink in it or not? You don't open up a gift.
Research.
I'm not opening up the gift I get. What do you mean doing ounce of research? I did. It's a great gift. Also,
it's not a great gift. It has no ink. It requires me to go research how to fill it with ink.
They should send it with ink. I'll be honest. I'll send a note to the company and say they should send it with fucking ink. But you took back the thank you. You sent me a nice thank you, and then you took back your thank you a few days later.
Yeah,
because it didn't come with ink.
Yes, it was a nice gesture. I like pens. It was a beautiful pen. I went to use it. It had no ink. So I had to, and then I researched it. I'm like, is this supposed to come with ink? Like, no, you have to buy the ink separately. So I withdrew my thank you. What good does a shell of a pen do?
I didn't know you got to get the fucking ink separate. A pen should come with ink. Have you ever seen a pen that doesn't come with ink?
Yeah, the one you sent me. The one you sent me.
It's a nice pen.
Well, it's. I actually don't know. Can you call a pen a pen if it has no ink, if it's just a shell?
I tried.
What's it called?
Some JFK presidential pen.
It's like Mont Blanc or something.
It's like a commander-in-chief pen, I think is what it's called.
Oh, wow. It's an expensive pen.
Again, Eddie, is it a pen if it has no ink?
I don't know. What do you call it, then?
Useless is what I call it.
he sent me a text that said, I don't have it exactly on me, but it said something to the effect of, I got your pen. I'm not going to like you any more or any less under any circumstances, but I appreciate the gift. And then like 3 days later, it was like, I take back my appreciation. It has no fucking ink.
Who sends a pen with no ink? Honestly, who sends a pen with no ink?
I didn't send it thinking it had no ink.
Can we get rid of Welker?
Of course it should have fucking
ink.
Why
is Welker still on this thing? Go well, hang up, Welker. You're done.
I wanted to say to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey. Hey, yeah. Welks. How you doing? How's coaching going? You still coaching?
Yeah, still coaching.
Of course he has all the time in the world.
Qualified for Nationals. No big deal. So
you're doing a great job, Welker. I think everything's been great. My apparel's fantastic. So keep it up. Great.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
He doesn't do it. You get like Peter Millar and stuff.
Is what it is. All right. I'm going to hang up before I get any more. See ya. Bye.
See you, Welker. Thank you. Good luck. So,
what
did you ever put
here?
Ink in the pen or
no?
No,
the pen is just sitting in my briefcase, never been used, dust collecting on it. It's useless. It is useless.
Next year, I'll send you some ink. Next year, I'll send you
some
ink.
Honestly, it is crazy. Who in the world? You're right, Eddie. It is an expensive pen. I did a decent amount of research before I withdrew my thank you, thinking the pen company screwed up or something. But no, it does not come with ink.
I'll say they don't. When you buy it, it doesn't say this doesn't have ink. You need to get fucking ink. If you bought a pen for somebody, wouldn't you just assume it comes with ink?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like I did something. I was like, what is wrong with him? He doesn't understand the ink situation. So I don't fucking know. I bought a nice pen. I didn't think about the ink. I'm like, whatever. Figure it out. Have somebody get you some ink.
No, you shouldn't buy a present that causes the receiver to then have to buy.
Yeah, but you're
that sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
But you're acting like I knowingly did that. I didn't knowingly do that. You just admitted that you as well wouldn't have thought that it comes without ink. So I thought it came
with
ink. I
would research a gift, though, that I bought somebody first.
Are we going to talk about this fucking pen the whole time?
Nope, we're going to talk about the live thing. And the U.S. Open, I guess, which is in Boston, correct?
Yeah. It's at Country Club. I'm on my way there right now. I'm on my way there right now.
So are you guys getting more love now because of the LIV thing, because the PGA has to embrace, like, everything in there in a competitive situation now? So the more marketing – I don't know. I could from the outside just be imagining it, but I know I'm not. Like, the PGA right now is just – you know, patting each other on the butts and, like, building each other up and really PGA this, PGA that. And I think it's a love fest for the PGA, who, if I'm not – I don't know where the PGA itself stood with you guys, Foreplay, us. I know there was a history there. I don't know if it was already in the past, but, like, what – has anything changed with you guys with that?
Both sides, I would say, are very warming to us right now because both are trying to get positive PR, and that's kind of what we do in terms of leveraging stoolies and the followers that, you know, shit that we like, our followers usually like. So to a degree, yeah, but we haven't done anything formally. It's like if I tweet something negative about the LIV, then everybody thinks that the tour is, like, paying us to say that, and vice versa if it goes the other way. None of that's going on. But the tour's in a shitty spot because – somebody is coming in, a competitor that has unlimited funds, that has no viable business model, and is just taking some of their big stars. Now, luckily, not everybody's going to go, but if any company had to face that, they would be fucked. If any organization had to face that, you would be fucked. If somebody came and was just like, okay, all the Barstool talent, we're just going to pay them 15x what they're getting paid and take all of them and have no business model or no way to recoup those funds, Barstool would be like, this fucking sucks. How do we compete against this?
Hello, Jared.
AKA,
yeah.
AKA, that's kind of happening. But at least they have some
Jared
kind of business
Karras.
But it's very much. What
he should
about
have to be asked about Saudi Arabia. Jared Karras should be asked.
Could you imagine Karras trying to answer for Saudi Arabia? He doesn't even know what that is. He doesn't know where it is, what it is, what they're doing.
He thinks that's like off of Route 1. I agree with you. I will say I'd much rather hear the PGA commissioner maybe not as bluntly, but basically say what you just said. Like, I am incredibly turned off by him invoking 9/11 and things like that in reference to why we should be loyal to the PGA. I think it's kind of disgusting because there's not an ounce of me that believes it. And if I'm not mistaken, the PGA European Tour plays an event in Saudi Arabia, and the United States does a ton of business with Saudi Arabia. I'm not buying a word he's saying, and for him to play that card is kind of disgusting to me.
Yeah, you're right. And he's fishing for leverage, right? Because he cannot do it monetarily. Our whole world is run by money. It's basically the point system. Everybody does shit for money if they don't want to. These guys are doing it to a different degree. And so it's being called greedy. And there's obviously a lot of bad history and background where the money's coming from. But yeah, he's doing that because he's trying to fight for whatever leverage, public relations leverage he could get, because he doesn't actually have it. And it puts him in a really shitty spot. The thing that these guys do that go over there deserve to answer tough questions is because they cannot just come out and say they're doing it for the money, because they are now employed by people that are paying them hundreds of millions of dollars. And part of that deal is they need to cleanse that country and Saudi Arabia's reputation around the world. So they can't just come out and say, yep, we're doing it for money. They have talking points they have to talk about. And so everybody's kind of being dishonest with the media. We all fucking get it. You guys are being paid $200 million, Phil Mickelson, to go play golf. He's 51 years old. He's probably not going to win anything on the PGA Tour ever again. Or if he does, it's not going to be even close to what it used to be. So, yeah, you're taking your $200 million. You're doing it because Saudi Arabia wants to try to cleanse their reputation so that business-wise around the world, they can get more shit done and it'll get paid back that way, but it will not get paid back from this league. They can't put $2 billion into a golf league and make any money off it whatsoever. So by that fact being true, which it is, those guys know that they are not being used to grow the game or create some viable new golf league. They are only being used so Saudi Arabia's interests can be furthered, and they know that, and that's why they have to answer those questions. In my opinion, I think that's fair for them to answer those shitty questions.
Right, but I agree with everything you just said, but are you saying part of their agreement to play in this league is they can't point blank say, I'm doing it for the money?
Yeah, I think that Saudi Arabia, like when they wire DJ $125 million, they're doing that expecting certain things. They're not just like, hope you play great golf, good luck. That's a little bit of it, but they also want certain things. You need to show up to certain events. They send everybody talking points. So there was like a slide deck that got posted that they sent to players of like, when you're asked about the backing and the league and all the bullshit, here are things to harp on. Growing the game, new format, innovation. They cannot and are not and are asked by the league and basically Saudi Arabia, who executes journalists and people for being gay. They're being told, like, this is what you need to say. This is why you need to or this is how you should defend your decision to move over here. Now, they're getting pressed, and obviously – some of them are put in a box, and some of them have alluded to, like Bryson DeChambeau the other day was like, it's a business decision. And they're like, a financial business decision? And he's like, finances play into business decisions. Instead of just being like, they are paying me $200 million. Of course, I'm going over there. I think most people will be like, okay, cool. Next issue.
Yeah. See, on a personal level, I'd like to think there's no amount of money that someone could pay me where I couldn't answer a question honestly. You could pay me, I would go in a heartbeat as long as I could just answer the question, which is why you're here, because they paid me. Like, everything else, people deal with Saudi Arabia. You don't care about them. I'm getting $100 million to play golf. That's why I'm here. I don't. But if I couldn't answer honestly, I don't think there's any amount of money where I would go if I felt like if you ask me a direct question, I cannot answer it directly. That, I don't think there's any amount of money I could do that.
And Dave, I know you're shitting on Jay Monahan, the commissioner of PGA Tour, but that was essentially exactly what he said on Sunday. He said, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour? And if you look at Phil Mickelson's entire press conference yesterday, he looked like a man who had been lost at sea with fucking a volleyball for like 2 years. And then his answer to everything was like, I respect that people have different opinions. And he was defensive and he was embarrassed, and he's never been that way. Phil's always been cocky, fun with the media. He's always been able to spin shit. And he literally could not stand there. And if you're joining this new league that's cool and innovative, wouldn't you be fucking excited, jacked up? You're talking about it? No. It's even if someone takes Fowler Pujols takes, you know, $250 million and goes and plays for the Angels, in that world, it's kind of the same thing. You know, you're going out there. It's okay. It's going to be fun. You're making all the money, but at least they have this show where they're excited and you get this new, I can't wait to join this new franchise and turn things around. And there's no excitement. They're all just like, kind of like embarrassed and,
yeah,
and not
but
able to
I guess that's
honestly.
What I'm saying is different. It's like, I'd be excited if someone wants to pay me $150 million to go play golf or do like any a podcast or whatever. I'd be excited. I'd be like, yeah, I'm excited. I just got paid a shit ton. I'm not embarrassed. I'm excited.
Which is why it's weird that in their interviews they all look like
but
they're
that,
basically
yeah,
being
but
held
I guess
hostage.
That was my question. Are they not allowed – like, it's because the only thing I could say, I wouldn't be excited if I wasn't allowed to answer that way. If I had to be like, well, we're growing the game, and I know that's not the reason, you know?
Right. Agreed. And that's – you know, so it that's where we're finding the line between the Rory McIlroys and the Justin Thomases and Max Homa, who are like, no, I grew up, I want to play on the PGA Tour. I'm proud to play on the PGA Tour. No amount of money is going to convince me otherwise. I don't want to be put in a spot where I am not answering honestly, or I'm told what to say, or I know that it's blood money or whatever. Now, do I know precisely that that's what they're being told? No, that shit's all going on behind closed doors. But I find it weird that when they all release statements, Phil Mickelson released like a 3-paragraph statement, and nowhere in there did it just say, I'm going for the money. Everyone knows you're going for the money. Why can't you just fucking say it?
Do you think the guys you just mentioned – like the Thomas, the Max, like they were unbuyable? Like there was no figure in the world, or they just didn't get enough?
I think that they're, I don't know, no figure in the world, but I think that, you know, Rory is in a place where he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think Rory would go for any amount of money. I don't believe JT would go for any amount of money. Now, I mean, if you offered him $10 billion, I don't know if that changes, but I think even close to the figures that we're talking about, no, I don't think that those guys would go. I think that their happiness and where they're at and what they built in their lives, that like 10x what they've made, isn't going to change anything for them. They don't want to have to answer shitty questions or go to their family and have to justify why they're I don't think they want to deal with any of that. I think they just want to play golf, try to win on the PGA Tour, make the good amount of money that they're making. I mean, Tiger Woods reportedly turned down $750 million to go over there. So people are clearly turning down a lot of money because I think there is that moral ground, like you're saying. For you, it's not having to lie, but for everyone, it's somewhere different. And I think those guys have said, we're never going to cross that line.
Right. Who were you most surprised by that went, not named Dustin Johnson?
Probably Taylor Gooch, who is not a name that most people would know, but he's really good friends with Max Homa. He's young. He won on the PGA Tour recently. So somebody that has like a bright future ahead of them on the PGA Tour, looking long term, it seems ridiculous. Phil, I get, he's old, you know, Sergio Westwood, Louis Oosthuizen, Schwartzel, those guys are old. Like DJ's a little surprising, but also I don't think DJ gives a fuck about morality arguments, Saudi Arabia, anything. I think he's won a couple majors. He's won 20-something times on the PGA Tour. He wants to make his $200 million, whatever he's going to make, play 8 times a year, and then go on his boat and hang out with Paulina and do whatever the fuck Dustin Johnson does. So I think, like, the younger guys that have a bright future are way more surprising than the bigger names that most people are focusing on.
But the money's guaranteed, right?
Yeah, which is rare in golf.
You're right. So, I mean, the golf is littered with guys with bright futures who flame out, and, you know, if you're getting it's not that surprising. You win once, it's very hard to win on the PGA Tour.
Not surprising that I don't understand the financials, just surprising in that I think a long-term play, you can save your reputation and still earn a lot of money. And someone that still has all that upside and confidence and grew up dreaming to play on the PGA Tour and all that, I just think it's more surprising. Whereas the guys that are over the hill, of course you're going to fucking take the money because you don't have, you know, it's over for you. You're in your twilight years. Take that money and sail off into the sunset. I think these guys you know, Taylor Gooch, for example, worked so hard to get to that point. He's right on the precipice. And then instead of kind of following the route and building this awesome, reputable life on the reputable tour and all that, he's just taking the money and kind of potentially harming his reputation in a lot of people's minds forever. I think that's a little surprise.
All right. That's all I got for you, Riggs. I'd like ink.
All right. I'll get you some fucking ink next year. I'll be my gift.
All right. Thank you.
I got to go get on this shuttle. Thanks for having me. Goodbye. Yeah.
Thanks, Riggs.
Riggs. He made that foreplay successful, so I can't kick him around anymore.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out Three Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Dude, one of the most fascinating situations.
The whole live thing?
Yeah, man.
I mean, like he said, it's tough to compete versus somebody who is not playing, and I don't mean golf, I mean business-wise, the same sport as you. You're competing versus unlimited funds, and they don't care about making a profit. How do you, I mean, what do you do? That's a terrible situation to be in.
Yeah, and just like, you know, there's been so many NFL competitors in recent years, and they didn't have a chance. You know, those guys were making what? Bolt, they're making shit. But when you could actually pay these guys money, let's see what quarterback stays versus which we would leave, you know?
100%. If there was a competitor to the NFL with unlimited funds and didn't care about making a profit, the NFL would be dead. Any business would be dead. Like, we joke about cannabis. DraftKings' goal is to make money. They have a different business model, and time will tell whether their business model works. But in the end, they're in it to make money. They're just saying they're going to do it down the road.
Mm-hmm. What about what The Athletic did to newspapers? Like, just hiring their best writers.
Yeah, I mean, newspapers are already dead by then. But similar, and The Athletic didn't work either.
Those guys were getting laid off, though.
Yeah, that's different. That was Paulie playoffs just woke up from it.
Well, they never made any money, and they were throwing big money at.
Well, yeah, they were invested. Yeah, that is how investors. I mean, even like you look at Coinbase, and I talk about this all the time. They just laid off, I think, 20% of their sales force, or they're not sales force, their company, because Bitcoin's crashing. But the people who created it are worth billions. But will that ever have been a business that makes money? Who knows?
Yeah. It was a big one, obviously, was WCW when they were taking Hall and Nash those guys.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. It's happened, radio wars. But the difference here, I don't recall a company that did not care about making money. They don't care. It's dark money, meaning we don't know where it's coming from in a lot of respects. Not probably always the greatest, but it's sport washing. There is a reason for it, but it's not one that makes any sense. Like, if the United States government was pouring money into the PGA Tour to basically improve their reputation, how do you compete versus that budget? You can't.
Yeah.
In fact, it's like it you'd think they'd get all of the golfers, but who knows?
Yeah. No, it's crazy, man. Also, U.S. Open in Boston.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Apply.
No joke, I think I might have a cane sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Yeah, I don't know. That's such a story.
It's crazy.
It really is wild. We got cut off there with the Elio story. Did you get into Chanel or no?
No.
You just left?
No. It never got through. Never got an answer. I just think, I expect high-level customer service at high-end places. It should have been solved in 1 second. It's not the end of the world. I understand Dave whining high-end. Yeah. I get it. Tiny little violin, champagne problems, whatever. I complain about if I feel like something is unjust, I complain.
How was Belmont?
Fun. Lost. Jersey Jerry is part of the syndicate. He did decent. Texted me the next day, which may get him kicked out of the syndicate, saying, just a full day later, he's like, Dave, you got greedy. He's like, you got greedy. You just got to pick horses to win.
Because of your reaction to the $240,000 one?
That was crazy. No, yeah. That would have been great. It's because the more people, so Elio and I have been doing this forever, and we split. Everybody knows how we do it. Dan entered the syndicate. Jersey Jerry did, but it's like you split everything. So if there's a horse that's 3-1 and I put $3,000 on it, I win $9,000. I then take the 9,000, I split it three ways. 3 to Jersey Jerry, 3 to Elio, 3 to me. Guess what? It cost me $3,000 to do the ticket. I break even. So I can't bet. I'm trying to like hit bigger winners because I want to make money. I'm not just doing it to like fucking make no money. And that's what Jerry was saying. He's like, you're trying to hit elaborate shit. Yeah, that's the only way to do it when there's that many people in the syndicate.
A lot of mouths in yes. That syndicate. What happened with the? Did you talk to him about the tweet about Silvana?
Yeah, he just said that was a joke. I believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Yeah. People were like, "Oh, he doesn't know."
Was being funny.
Yeah. Did Antonio Brown? He accept your invitation for a pizza review 2 years later.
3 years actually. I didn't even think three it was years. It was 2019. All time late response.
Did you respond or no?
No, I wanted to do it when he was on the Patriots. I don't care now.
What's going on with crypto?
It's in the toilet. I mean, everything is, so I don't know that you can just say crypto, but stock market is taking a beating. I don't know what's at right now. Is that 22, 23 last time I saw it?
Yeah.
Again, you got to always look at things, I guess, in sort of perspective. I mean, when I first started looking at it, it was like 7 or 8,000. It's at 22,500, so over the course of the last couple of years, obviously, you can keep going back. It was at nothing. I still have it. I bought 1 million of it at 36. So I'm down, I don't know, quite a bit, 500 grand. Not exactly, but probably like 300 grand. I'm holding it forever. I think it'll go back up. The one thing that I do feel a little bit differently with crypto than I do necessarily with, like, stocks is I don't know. Some of the characters involved in, like, crypto, I'd love to see their balance sheets, like if they – the buying and selling. If they're selling when they're saying hold, and like I always tell people what I'm doing. But I don't know. Some of the bigger guys I don't always trust. Let's just say that.
Yeah, a lot of paper tigers, you think?
I do think there's a decent amount of paper tigers and potentially frauds within the industry. But that – I maintain Bitcoin is – here forever to stay. It's not going anywhere, and it'll go back up, so it's probably a great time to buy it.
But, and I don't know enough about this, but isn't that like the best thing about that you could check their blockchain or their whatever, and you could see who's selling and who's buying? Can't you be, wouldn't you be able to see that shit?
No. I think you can see, like, but you don't know whose it is, right? You have no idea.
Yeah, it's really hard to track. Like, when you're under the guise of, like, a company, like, like Winklevoss, for example, the Winklevi twins, like Gemini, like it's probably hard to track how much they really have going in and out, I imagine.
I think that is the exact opposite. I think that's what like people like about Bitcoin and why where it came from. It was like dark web. Like you couldn't track it exactly.
Yeah, well, like yeah, Ethereum.
But they're also like it's an honest system.
Like for example, we've wanted and by the way, you can actually use Bitcoin to bet with Barstool Sportsbook in Colorado now. I think we're the first, and maybe another state.
There's three states, I think.
And one of the obstacles in getting it legalized is tracking it, is making sure you know like who's doing it.
Yeah.
It's Colorado.
I've been
Virginia.
Trying to get Mallers
Colorado,
in here.
Virginia.
Maybe he'll come
yeah,
explain
that's like
it.
Big. I've been meaning to say it. Obviously, the timing's a little bit off. But yeah, Colorado and Virginia Bitcoin we now accept on the sports book.
But you're not going to sell. You're not going into that again.
I want to buy more. I want to buy more everything. Like I think there's a good time to buy now. I'm not even thinking of selling. I'm very close to buying more.
That was sneaky, one of the biggest charges led against you, I feel, when you sold.
Charges? What do you
those
mean?
Those people were like you know, like KO Barstool. Like, those guys were fucking pissed when you sold.
I didn't know. I mean, I bought and sold it so quickly, but I didn't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see if we get Jack in here. He could explain it to us, maybe. All right, let's do Inside Barstool, Dave. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Whitney? He was brought up in the Canada house by a member of the house.
Saga. I find it hilarious. They just keep talking. He's front page of the Toronto Sun. He's on their house floor. He's created basically a revolution with that airport rant. Hilarious.
Unreal. Today is they celebrated 10 years of KFC Radio.
Oh, this is crazy. 10 years.
Long time.
Yeah, holy shit. Good for him.
Do you remember your first episode? Was that your only episode?
With Cutler? No, not with Cutler.
No, you did the one in the tux.
No, I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I was like a big deal when they brought you on for the first time. And then Cutler said he didn't want you
yeah,
on.
Right,
that was
right,
a story.
Right. I wore a tux, you mean, in honor of going on?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't even remember that.
No. Well, yeah, that was the episode. Congrats to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Frankie 10 years is crazy, crazy.
Longest standing podcast at Barstool.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the first. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, do it. I didn't get it at all. I did not understand it at all.
Do you have regret that you didn't jump in at that time?
Regret how?
Like that if you would have started your own show and you'd be like, all right, let's see where this goes, you would have been 10 years under your belt now too. Like that's what, I mean, Rogan started his in I think 2009, I think it was. So like really getting to the game early was huge. And like Big Cat and PFT talk about that all the time. About how they were there pretty early, and that was in 16. So, I mean, really, if you kind of got your feed set up back then, I mean, who knows what kind of show you could have had at this point, right?
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never looked at it that way or thought about it that way. I do stuff that I'm interested in. I would have never had, I don't think, the dedication or interest or desire like the way KFC does or the PMT boys do. Like, I don't like interviewing people. I don't know. So, I mean, you got to do what you like doing. Like, Kevin loves doing that. The PMT guys love doing it. No, I don't have any regret with that.
Mm-hmm. Frankie celebrated the Rangers getting bounced from the playoffs.
I love watching Frankie watch hockey. He orgasmed on Glennie. He legitimately orgasmed. No.
That's a goal I'm going to come. Okay. Save.
He fucking hates the Rangers, huh?
He said he would rather the like if one or two things, he'd choose the Rangers not winning the Stanley Cup before the Islanders winning the Stanley Cup. Like his hate for the Rangers is almost greater than his love for the Islanders, and he loves.
Credit
the Islanders.
To him for admitting that, because a lot of people wouldn't admit that.
You know, he really, really hates the Rangers.
Fucking hates him, but I guess I get it. He's probably heard shit his whole life.
He scored. He orgasmed on one of them. He literally orgasmed.
He was fired up. Also, I should have said this last. Did you see the big man on campus? He's making a run at KFC Radio. Jackie, she works on the show. The big man said he likes the cut of her jib. He was, he was looking out. He said,
"I have the tweet."
I don't know who Jackie is, but I'm rooting for Nadu.
Like you said, you're rooting for the big man. The big man.
Come party with the big man.
I got you, love. Come hang with the big man. I like this chick's vibe.
I love seeing love bloom.
So you're rooting for the big
man? Of course, yes. I'm team Nadu.
Shout out to Nadu. Go get it, son. Next, we have a couple Ben Min stories. His pick of Tennessee to win the College World Series has fallen short.
Yeah, he's saying bet on. He says he's killing it in his college baseball, but he just picks whoever the number one team in the country is. He did it last year with Arkansas. They didn't make the tournament. Tennessee also bounced. I actually think Notre Dame can win the whole thing. I have Stanford to win it. I took Stanford and Michigan before the regionals. Stanford has made it, but I don't like their chances. It's one of those things I think I have a 12-1, and they're like, I don't know what they are now. I think they're like 3-1 or something. But yeah, another bad pick. And Mincy got lucky. It should be great content because he has his team, Ole Miss, made the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the College World Series odds.
Speaking of that, too, are you excited to not look at your Islanders ticket anymore?
I know. +400 for so Stanford's tied for the favorite there. Notre Dame's only +550. Oklahoma +750. A&M last +800. So I have Stanford at +1200, I believe.
Okay. Stanford guy.
People forget. And last year I had NC State at +1100 for like 10 grand. And they were cruising through the tournament, playing great baseball, and got hit with fucking COVID. And basically nobody was allowed to play. They were taking people from the fucking stands. Still one of the great tragedies of all time.
Yeah, they got fucked. They got fucked. And then there was a big argument on the rundown. Did you see that clip? He was arguing that he made a shirt called Man I Love Fall MILF.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see the clip. I saw Man I Love Fall.
What do you think about that shirt? You're gonna buy one? Maybe wear one out?
You're going to have to break this down for me.
So if you get the clip, it probably will. It'll show it all if you have that, Kareem.
Everyone knows I'm the MILF guy at Barstool. This is egregious. Man, I love fall. Man, I love football. This has been well established. You could go through my Twitter. For Billy Football, who lives across the hall from me, to steal the MILF guy to make money, he should be ashamed of himself. And he will have judgment day over this. I don't know how I'm going to be able to forgive this.
Wait, what did he do?
I don't know how he sleeps tonight.
I don't know how he does either. No, like everyone knows, I always do the MILF acronym on Twitter, man.
Why are you guys talking about me?
It's fucked up by Billy Football, stole the MILF acronym.
I'm still a little confused.
So that's Ben Mint's acronym. He always says, man, I love fall, MILF. And he'll just tweet MILF, man, I love fall. And Billy Football made a shirt on him. He rope-a-dope, not rope-a-dope, I guess, but he just went under his nose and he made the shirt on his saying.
They haven't talked since that.
Legitimately
have not talked since that. Like,
no way.
Yeah. Billy was talking about it on Part of My Take. He's like, yeah, I guess don't they live together too? They just have not talked since all that happened.
Yeah, I thought they did.
They have like connecting apartments. Like they share a backyard. It's two separate, but they share a backyard.
What are we talking about?
honoring.
They're not talking. He stole milk from them, Dave. You don't steal milk from Mints.
Is he there?
Yeah, if he's there.
I love fall.
Yeah, he's pissed. Yeah, if he's there, grab him. See how deep this beef is.
So it's a play on MILF, and Mincy yes. has it as Man I Love Fall.
Yes, correct.
But he knows he's – with Mincy, I'm never quite sure. He knows the other meaning of MILF.
I'm not saying that. I don't know that.
Well, that's important, isn't it?
Man I Love Freedom?
Of course it is. Man, I Love Freedom is a new one for the 4th of July drop.
Does he? I'm confused.
Is he walking in?
Yeah, here he is. We got the Mince Man. Getting ready. He's getting ready to ship out to Omaha. All right, Mincy, I'm getting a lowdown on what Billy Football did to you with the MILF.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Can you break this story down so I understand it?
Okay, so in the fall, I would tweet out, like, I do, like, a couple of acronym tweets, and I would do MILF, which is Man I Love Fall or Man I Love Football. And I would always tweet them during the Sunday streams, and Big Cat and PFT would be like, oh, you're the MILF guy. Like, it was a whole thing. And so I did it a bunch during the fall, and I don't know if I, like, mentioned it to Billy, he overheard it, but all of a sudden I look up the other day and I see a Man I Love Freedom shirt, and I'm like, the hell? Like, I'm the MILF guy. I'm the one, and it's established. You can ask Big Cat, you can ask PFT, this is not – I mean, I've tweeted this a bunch, and Billy lives across the hall from me. I mean, you know, I would think, I mean, he's not quite my roommate, but I think that there would be a little respect to not just, like, poach my blatant ideas. So, I mean, I do love freedom. I support America. I'm all about supporting that shirt. But I damn sure expect when the Man I Love Fall, Man I Love Football shirts come out, Billy's going to be out there retweeting and pushing those damn things after he stole my property here. I mean, that's the least he can do is support me.
Okay. It makes sense to me. Billy Football on notice. And you guys aren't talking, I heard.
I mean, we didn't talk for a week. I had a talk with him last night about it. Like, you know, you stole my property. The only way to get this back is to use your massive social platform you have to help us get some damn shirt sales in the fall and make this right.
Meaning PMT.
Well, yeah, and just Billy's socials have a couple hundred. I'm not going to ask for part of my you know. But, I mean, Billy's got 200-something thousand Twitter followers and stuff.
I think it's incumbent on him to leverage PMT to promote. Hey,
even better. More the merrier.
So you're going to do a like, MILF can have a lot of different meanings.
Well, yeah. It's like the acronym thing. Like I said, we do Man I Love Fall or Man I Love Football were the two. It started as Man I Love Fall. And then
Billy, and it's a playoff, the original.
Yeah, it's a playoff, just MILF, yeah. And then the other one I always use, like, I always say it's going to be a great Saturday every Saturday, and that's, like, hashtag IG bags. Those are the two, like, acronyms I use.
Wait, what's the other one?
It's going to be a great Saturday, IG bags. It's going to be.
And I'm missing that. What does that stand for originally?
Just, it's going to be a great Saturday, IGBAGs.
Right, but, like, MILF has MILF. What is
that? Yeah, MILF is, like, just, I mean, women that are older that I'd like to, you know.
Correct. So does I bag one?
It's just the same. It's just like a joke thing.
Without the origin.
Yeah. It's just like a joke with the acronym thing. But, I mean, people love it. I don't know. Positive energy on that.
Right. But the MILF is a play on MILF, right?
Yes. The MILF is a play on MILF.
And IG bags is a play on nothing.
No, it's just like positivity. You know, it's going to be a great Saturday.
What?
It's going to be a great summer. But the MILF
but
thing.
But there is no other meaning for it. Right.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait,
but
Ben, what?
Go ahead.
Ben, what did you say is the original MILF?
I mean, women I'd like to, that are older, that I'd like to go after, you know.
Women.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it from like American Pie?
Women, though.
Yeah, we're older ladies, like mothers.
Bang,
yes, mothers.
Bang.
Mothers I'd like to, you know.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
I get that. All right, so which one are you going to put out for the MILF? It, again, remind me that's Man I Love Fall.
I think Man I Love Fall is coming out first. That's what it was originally. And then it can be morphed into Man I Love Football.
Or Freedom, which Billy Football did without.
Yeah.
And then the other one is what?
It's going to be a great Saturday or it's going to be a great summer. IG
based
bags.
On nothing.
Based on nothing. I mean, it's every Saturday I get up and tweet, it's going to be a great Saturday. Just positivity, you know. That's what it is. Try to bring it.
So did the MILF thing have anything to do with MILF? The original.
I'll be honest. I stole it from a buddy of mine who is like a hilarious dude on like the Fish Tour, who's like really funny, and he would always say, "Milf, man, I love fall," and like come give you a hug. And I was like, "Oh, that's too good. I've got to steal that." And then,
so it really has nothing to do with the original meaning of milf.
I mean, he just thought it was funny because the milf.
It does.
Yeah, that's
the point. What's confusing me, because you have one that's the point of play, but then you have another that you're saying is like the same thing, but has nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
But the milf one is you know, obviously a joke off the original.
And what's the second one a joke?
The second one is from Gus Hansen, the poker pro, who's like a real famous Danish guy. Yeah, he used to always just say it's going to be a great Saturday, and it's a play off that. But it also can be, be a great summer.
So shouldn't Billy pay that fish guy then if he's the originator?
Yeah, Billy doesn't know the fish guy, though. That's like the two levels of, you know.
You know the fish guy?
Oh, yeah.
And he's fine with you using it.
Oh, he loves it.
Loves it.
I've got all his merch. My biggest fans. He's out, travels the whole country on the Fish Lot Jazz Fest, just slinging shirts. Great, great human being.
Okay. All right. I think that clears it up. Thank you, Mincy.
All right.
You're welcome.
Ole Miss.
Omaha, baby.
We just looked at the odds.
Oh, I tried to look at them. I didn't.
Yeah,
guess
they're up.
They're up.
Okay. Yep, they're up. They're there. They are right there. You're looking at them.
I'm trying to see.
On the screen there.
I asked Ole Miss athletic department if Lane Kiffin's coming out
plus,
there, because I would love
to see Lane
out there.
Ole Miss has 650 plus 650.
Wow, we're one of the favorites. But we got solid. The 1-2 starting pitching combo with the Lucha and Elliott, I think, plays really good for Ole Miss, because those guys have been on fire. So certainly got. I think it was big that Auburn won, because Oregon State had the best pitcher in the tournament, that Jerpy, and Ole Miss has trouble with lefties. So I thought that was a break last night.
All right, thank you, Mincy. Grow the game. Have fun in Omaha.
Fear not.
Grow that game.
Buy some Omaha shirts, too. We came out with Ole Miss Omaha shirts.
Oh, buy them.
Buy them, baby.
I love IG bags, I'll be honest. It's a great one.
IG bags?
Yeah, IG bags. It's going to be a great Saturday, Dave.
It's just that the disconnect between the two were confusing me a little bit.
All right, we'll wrap there. Go check out the Lowering the Bar live tournament. Also, huge merch drop. I got this shirt right here.
Yeah,
4th of July. Yeah. And I got my
that's a great shirt.
Thank you. And I got the Chip Witch and the Choco Taco and the Firecracker shirt.
Those are great shirts.
Yeah. Great summer shirts. Go check them out. Barstool Store. You got anything in there? You got anything coming up?
I don't know. We got the traditional like World War IIs and all the old guys like that. I got to look. I got to see. I got to look which ones I like the most.
All right. Nice. Dave, good luck at the game on Thursday. And, yeah, that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching. We will see you guys next week.
All right.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.